And now this is a dictation for Lorin, L-O-R-I-N, Cook, C-O-O-K, February 7, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mr. Cook, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit November, apparently has right-sided hand weakness with blurry eyesight, did not go to the emergency room. You have evaluated him, and apparently MRI was done. I do not have the results of this. He restarted on aspirin. There was no associated chest pain palpitation or syncope. The strength of the right hand has improved, but is not completely back to normal. The problems with the blurry eyesight is back to normal. Weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. No chest pain, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, oxygen, has nocturia but no incontinence. He has aortic stenosis, follows cardiology, Dr. Sharman, S-H-A-R-M-A. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril, metoprolol, back on aspirin, short long-acting insulin, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, he's decreased hearing but normal speech, no respiratory distress, full sentences, and blood pressure 137.77, stable weight 190. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, January creatinine 1.9, stable over time. Present GFR 34, stage 3B. Ferritin at 581, saturation 61%, electrolyte acid base normal, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus in the low side, no anemia. Prior normal ejection fraction and moderate aortic stenosis, normal pulmonary pressures, no coronary artery disease based on cardiac cath from March 2021. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled. Continue ACE inhibitors and others. Next number, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, enlargement of the prostate, no urinary retention. We will continue chemistries on a regular basis. There is no indication for dialysis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or earlier than that. There was no activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management given the recent stroke. How this relates to the aortic stenosis needs to be assessed with cardiology. End of dictation.